One would think the Obamas had a second home in North Carolina, going by all the visits the First Lady has made in recent months. People love Michelle Obama and her signature big hugs.
Oh, we got the hugger and...
No way!
Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah.
Susan Varner and Catherine Griffith traveled from Raleigh to see Mrs. Obama, and Griffith said it was worth it. This was her first political rally.
She was phenomenal. She's just done so much for this country. She's been such a role model for children and for women and done so much for military families. It's just phenomenal.
Susan Varner.
Just love everything that she's done and he's done. We got to keep him in another 4 more years to keep us going.
That's just the message Michelle Obama tried to convey when she addressed the crowd at UNC's Carmichael Arena. She said her husband is a man who has worked tirelessly to turn the economy around during the last 4 years. But she says it hasn't been easy.
And a lot of folks wondered whether we were headed for another Great Depression. See, that's what Barack faced on day one as president. He inherited an economy in rapid decline.
Mrs. Obama said the president's policies have and will continue to rebuild the country.
And that's why he cut taxes for small businesses and working families, because he believes that here in America, teachers and firefighters shouldn't pay higher tax rates than millionaires and billionaires.
Eric Fanning of Carrboro has worked most of his adult life in retail management and customer service. He says he's for the candidate who supports the middle class.
I don't really consider myself necessarily even a quote-unquote, you know, loyal Democrat any more than just a progressive, free-thinking individual, you know, individual. And so whoever best represents, you know, the chance for the working people and the people that have it a little rougher in life to actually have a fair shot is usually who pretty much will get my vote.
The First Lady timed her trip to the kickoff of early voting in North Carolina, which starts tomorrow. She's voted already.
Are you guys fired up? Ready to go? Fired up?
UNC senior Mariana Hernandez is a team leader with Tar Heels for Obama. She encouraged her fellow students to pull out their cell phones and text their support and donate $10.
We've got to dig deep and push ourselves for one more shift than we thought we had time for, one more hour on our feet, or one more new friend to bring into our organization as we head into early vote. That will be the difference between winning or losing. It's that simple.
In 2008, President Obama won North Carolina by 14,000 votes. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.